In the cool Catawba River mist, there's excitement in the air. From Lake Hickory shores across Unifor, it's spreading everywhere. From the young folks to the old folks, it's a feeling they can't hide. Since the crawdads came to Hickory, this whole town's filled with pride. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdads baseball, Hickory's own number one. There's an old rebel spirit in every part of Francis Stadium. So let's stand and cheer, cause the dads are here and the fight has just begun. And to those who should oppose us, well, let them know this law. When you tangle with a crawdad, you're gonna feel the claw. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad's baseball. Join your friends and family, the good times have just begun. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad's baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. Hickory's own number one hometown baseball.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
It's time for Crawdad's pregame as we take a look at last night's action and set the scene for tonight's contest. Let's go to the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth on the Crawdad's Radio Network.
And good evening. We welcome you to L.P. Franz Stadium here in Hickory, North Carolina this evening as the Hickory Crawdads will play the fourth game in this series against the Augusta Green Jackets. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad that you could be a part of tonight's Carolina League Baseball action. Last night it was a 4-2 win for the Augusta Green Jackets as they picked up their first win of the series, their third win on the year, as Game 4 will be played tonight. And it is the first Copa night here at the ballpark as the Hickory Crawdads are going to put away those jerseys for one night only, and they're going to be the Llamas de Hickory as they'll be taking on the Augusta Green Jackets, a 7 o'clock start this evening. So it'll be Mason Molina getting the baseball tonight for the Llamas de Hickory as they'll be facing off against Ethan Bagwell on this Friday night. Well, the rain has... we've managed to avoid the rain this evening. However, we've not managed to avoid the chilly temperatures, as there is a wind blowing dead out of the north, which means it's blowing in from left field, which is going to make this ballpark increasingly difficult to leave. Haven't seen a home run yet this year, and tonight doesn't necessarily look like a great night for it either, as somebody's going to have to turn the wind around with their home run clout opportunity this evening. We come back on the other side of the break. I'll get a little more insight from last night's contest in that 4-2 win by Augusta. We'll get the starting lineups out of the way, and we'll get you squared up for baseball at the top of the hour. It's the Llamas de Hickory taking on the Augusta Green Jackets. All that when we continue with Crawdads pregame on the Hickory Crawdads Broadcast Network. We'll be right back.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Back here at L.P. Franz Stadium on this Friday night. So glad that you could join us for our first Copa night of the year. This is the Llamas de Hickory taking on the Augusta Green Jackets. Last night was the third game of the series. A lot of rain fell early in the day. However, the game was played and despite some rain showers in the final three innings of the contest, we got the game in with no delays, a game that took about 2.5 hours to complete. We were able to get it in, and then as soon as the teams walked off the field, the heavens opened. The crew got the tarp on. They were able to get it on without there being significant damage from last night's rainstorm that rolled through the uniform, but they were able to do a fantastic job to the field this afternoon, as there has been rain throughout the area, especially south of the ballpark, but we've not seen any here in some time. As the game tonight will be played in chilly temperatures, we've not played a game in 60-degree weather yet. As opening night, temperatures were in the mid to upper 50s, and then it was a first pitch of about 49 degrees, depending upon what sort of weather app you've got, at first pitch on Wednesday. And then last night, because of the rain, things cooled off quickly here, as it pretty much stayed 53, 52 degrees for the majority of the contest. Tonight, the temperature is going to be a little higher as far as the number is concerned, but that north wind is biting out of left field. It is going to be a tough night for those players here at LP Franz Stadium. It was a 4-2 win for Augusta on Thursday night, as Caden Scarborough and Owen Hackman were facing off against one another. Hackman had a really solid performance. He went 5 1/3 innings, gave up 2 hits, 1 run. It was unearned. He struck out 7. He also got some help from Trent Buchanan, as well as getting a little help from Jackson Danley. Danley connected for the save, his first of the season. Hackman would pick up win number 1 on the year. For Caden Scarborough, he started out really good. First 3 innings, he was virtually untouchable. There was a leadoff single from Colby Jones, but nothing really affected Scarborough until we got to the 4th inning. He would surrender 2 walks and 2 hits in that 4th inning. Augusta would take a 2-0 lead as they would dispatch Scarborough from the game, as he would be replaced by William Prevett. In the 5th inning, Prevett on the bump. Augusta scored 2 more runs. They would eventually take a 4-0 lead, and that would be all that they would need. The Crawdads did try to claw back into the contest with a run in the 5th, a run in the 6th, but they simply just didn't have the opportunities. And the Augusta bullpen was plenty strong enough last night, as the two pitchers, Buchanan and Danley, combined for 3 2/3 innings pitched, as they allowed just 1 hit between the two of them, and they struck out 6 batters in that 3 2/3 innings worth of work. But we turn the page. Tonight, it's the Llamas taking on the Augusta Green Jackets. We've got the lineup cards. Let's take a look at them on this Friday evening. John Heel will get the start at shortstop for the Green Jackets this evening. He'll bat leadoff. Owen Carey will bat second in center field. Eric Cartman bats third over at second base. Isaiah Drake is going to get the start in left field. He's going to bat cleanup. Batting 5th is going to be Carlos Monteverde. He is the designated hitter this evening. Luis Sanchez bats 6th. He's over at 3rd base. Matt Gassetti, he's back in the lineup for the Green Jackets. He's batting 7th and catching. Douglas Glad bats 8th. He's in right field. And batting 9th will be Mason Guerra over at 1st base. So it's Heel, Carey, Hartman, Drake, Monteverde, Sanchez, Gassetti, Glad, and Guerra to round out the lineup for Winston Sawyer's Augusta Green Jackets. We flip the lineup card over. Take a look at the Hickory Crawdads. Baker Barroso is going to be at first base this evening. It's going to be his first action of this series against Augusta. He'll bat leadoff. Maxton Martin, who has been a virtual house on fire for this Hickory Crawdads club, 8-for-14 so far in the week. He'll bat second in left field. Ben Hartle's going to bat 3rd. He'll do the catching. Rafe Parrish will bat cleanup. He's over at 3rd base. Pablo Guerrero, he gets a start off the field tonight. He will be the DH, batting 5th. Hector Osorio bats 6th in center field. Batting 7th, the shortstop, Chandler Pollard. Wadi Mendez will bat 8th. He's in right field. And batting 9th will be Luis Marquez over at second base. So it's Barroso, Martin, Hartle, Parrish, Guerrero, Osorio, Pollard, Mendez, and Marquez with Mason Miller on the bump for the Hickory Crawdads. Mason Molina comes into this contest with no record. He did make a start in Kannapolis on Saturday night. He has a 4.50 ERA in four innings. He gave up two hits, two runs. They were both earned. He did surrender a home run. He walked a batter and struck out eight for a 143 average against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Tonight, he'll face off against Ethan Bagwell, a 6'4 right-hander out of Maryville, Illinois. He was drafted in the sixth round back in 2024, last summer's MLB draft, as Bagwell will get his first start of the season. And from what I'm being told, there could very well be a piggyback scenario here this evening for the Augusta Green Jackets, as they'll have two guys, in theory, throwing multiple innings here at the Franz on this Friday night. When we come back on the other side of the timeout, we'll be that much closer to first pitch on this Friday night between the Lamas de Hickory and the Augusta Green Jackets. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Back here in Hickory, North Carolina for the fourth game of this series between the Crawdads, who are now the Lamas de Hickory for the evening, taking on the Augusta Green Jackets. Tonight around baseball, we'll take a look at two big league games on the docket for this evening. We likely won't get anything from Seattle as the Texas Rangers are going to be taking on the Mariners this evening, but we'll try to update you as best we can depending upon how far along we are here on Friday night. One game that we likely will see is going to be Atlanta and Tampa. Of course, Atlanta didn't get their game done until about 1 a.m. this morning, so they had their charter waiting on them at the airport. They probably got to Tampa quite late in the morning. They're going to try to get some sleep and get to slugging at Steinbrenner Field, the home this year of the Tampa Rays. Carolina League action. This evening, Fayetteville will be at Delmarva taking on the Shorebirds. Kannapolis is in Lynchburg, continuing that series. Salem and Fredericksburg will hook up on this Friday night. Carolina, they're out on the coast. They're taking Myrtle Beach on this evening. And Charleston, South Carolina is in the South Carolina State Capitol taking on the Fireflies this evening. I'll keep you abreast of what's going on related to the action in the Carolina League a little bit later on in the broadcast. But when we come back on the other side of the break, it's first pitch action between the Lamas and the Green Jackets. We'll be back in just a moment on the Hickory Crawdads Broadcast Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads. www.HickoryCrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. Baseball fans, you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, and Black Tie Transportation. We take you now to the Sunbelt Rentals radio booth. It's time for Crawdads Baseball on the Crawdads Radio Network.
And we welcome you in to LP Franz Stadium on a Friday night, a chilly Friday night in the uniform. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad that you could be a part of tonight's fourth game of the series between the Augusta Green Jackets as they take on the Hickory Crawdads, who tonight will be wearing their Copa jerseys this evening, and they'll be the Llamas de Hickory. I'll describe the getup for the Llamas this evening, as Mason Molina will get the start for these Llamas on this Friday night. Mason Molina, a 6'2 left-hander out of Irvine, California. He was part of a trade with the Milwaukee Brewers, played his time last year in the Carolina League against or for the Carolina Mudcats. So we'll take a deeper look at Molina a little bit later on in this contest. Tonight's starting lineup for the Augusta Green Jackets looks like this. They will start out John Heel, the shortstop, leading off. Owen Carey bats second and center. Eric Hartman bats third over at second base. Middle third of the order, Isaiah Drake in left. Carlos Monteverde is the designated hitter. Luis Sanchez is over at third base. Bottom third of the order, the catcher Matt Cassetti. Douglas Glott is in right field, and Mason Guerra is over at first base on this evening. The first pitch time says 59 degrees, but it feels much colder than that because the wind is blowing sharply out of the north, and the way that I'm facing in the press box, that left field wind blowing in is coming right into the booth, the Sunbelt Rentals booth, which the first pitch is going to be popped up into the infield. Mason Molina is going to get out of the way, as the catch is going to be made by Baker Barroso. One pitch, one out here at LP Franz Stadium. We'll get to the defensive alignment here in just a moment. Mason Molina, no record on the year. He did make a start against Kannapolis on Saturday night. Went four innings, gave up two runs on two hits. He walked a batter and struck out eight. It's Owen Carey, 200 hitter. Will take a pitch high from the lefty, Mason Molina. The pitch from Molina misses high. The lefty deals, breaking ball, taken for a strike, called by Elena Giorgio. Elena Giorgio, the home plate umpire this evening. J.C. Reed over on the bases this chilly Friday night. Molina, the 1-2, I should say the 2-1, rolled out to third. Rafe Parrish not able to make the play. as that ball was hit off the end of the bat. It looked like it was initially rolling toward third. And that's the way Parrish would play it, but it came back at him a little bit, and by the time he was actually able to glove it, really wasn't anything he was able to do with it. So it's going to be a base knock for Carey, and that's going to bring up Eric Hartman. Hartman, a 300 hitter with two home runs, four runs driven in on the season. One out, one on here in the top of this first inning. The pitch to Hartman, as that's going to be tapped out to second base, fielded by Mendez. The throw from Pollard over first to Barroso, not quite in time, as it'll be a fielder's choice. There'll be two down in, or correction. They went to first, and they got the out at first, not the out at second. So the throw to first was in time. Is getting into second base is Owen Carey. So there's two down in the inning. That's going to bring up Isaiah Drake. Drake, a 385 hitter with one RBI on the season. Drake last night was 1-for-3 with a walk. He also had an RBI and a run scored. The pitch from Molina misses down. The defensive alignment for the Llamas look like this. Maxton Martin is over in left field. Hector Osorio is in center. Wadi Mendez swung over in right. The 1-1 from Molina. It's the pitch, a breaking ball taken for strike two. Rafe Parrish over at third base. Chandler Pollard at short. Luis Mendez at second. Baker Barroso over at first. And Ben Hartle dropping the signs behind home plate. Molina with the 1-2. Delivers. That fastball is going to be lifted out into left center field. Coming on and making the catch in left is Maxton Martin. A near collision for Martin and Osorio, but Martin is able to make the catch to retire the side. Augusta in the top of the first. They leave a runner on after a base hit. Coming when we come back, the Llamas will bat in the bottom of the first inning here in Hickory. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Bottom of the first inning here at LP Franz Stadium as Baker Barroso will step to the plate for the first time this week against the Augusta Green Jackets. Barroso comes in 1-for-5 on the season. That's a 200 average, but the sample size is ultra small. And, well, he works on that. His first pitch, he drives it through the left side of the infield. He gets a leadoff knock to get things going for the Llamas. That'll bring up Maxton Martin, who's had a very good week so far. He is 8-for-14. Went 2-for-4 last night with a single and a triple and a run scored in that 4-2 loss. to give you some context of the kind of week that Maxton Martin has had. The Augusta Green Jackets have been held in 3 games to 8 hits. Well, so has Maxton Martin. One guy, 8 hits. The opposing team, 8 hits. That's a pretty solid week in the works for Maxton Martin. 3 hits on Tuesday, 3 on Wednesday, 2 last night. As Martin takes a ball outside. Ethan Bagwell, 6'4 right-hander, 230 pounds, a 19-year-old out of Maryville, Illinois. As Martin takes a strike, the count goes to 2-1. So it's Barroso down at first, Martin at the plate, Hartle is on deck. That's the top third of the order. For the Llamas, middle third, Rafe Parrish, Pablo Guerrero, Hector Osorio. Barroso's going. Martin's going to drive a ball out to left center field. It's going to hang up in that wind. The catch is going to be made by Owen Carey, and drifting back is Baker Barroso to first base. Martin hit it really hard, but that ball is going to hold up tonight in a stiff breeze as he went opposite field with it. But the wind hung it up, and Carey was able to make the catch in a stationary position. And that's going to bring up Ben Hartle. Hartle the catcher this evening, 158 hitter, 0 for 7 in this series. So he'll throw over to first base. Hartle waits on the offering. It's the pitch that misses down. The Crawdads won 6-0 on Tuesday night. They threw a no-hitter. Then they followed it up with a 6-2 win on Wednesday morning / afternoon. They had a one-hitter there. Augusta last night rang up 7 hits in the ballgame. Their pitching was even better. And they would win the game 4-2 last night. As Hartle fouls it back. The pattern for the Llamas so far this season is they've won 2 games, lost one, won 2 games, and lost one. Hopefully that pattern holds true tonight because they would be in line for a win. Sparoso's going to go. The pitch is going to be dropped by the catcher, Matt Gassetti. He gets the stolen base. So Barroso with the stolen base, he's now down at second with one down. We'll get to the defensive alignment here in just a moment for the Augusta Green Jackets. I'll also describe the uniforms because they are a little different tonight as Hartle fouls it back to the screen. In left field this evening, Isaiah Drake for the Green Jackets. Owen Carey in center. Douglas Glad is in right tonight. In the infield, Luis Sanchez at third, John Heal at short, Eric Hartman at second, and Mason Guerra swung over at first. The pitch to Hartle is in the dirt. Ben Hartle is going to draw a walk. First free pass surrendered by Ethan Bagwell. And with runners at first and second and one down, it's going to bring up Rafe Parrish. Parrish got the night off last night, a 300 hitter. 2 homers and 5 RBI. Now, Parrish, if anybody can slug the ball out of this yard on this evening, it would be Parrish because he's a left-handed batter. As the pitch is going to be, the pitch is not going to count. There's going to be a pitch timer violation on Bagwell. The count is now 1-0. Bagwell throws a strike. Count evens at 1-1. Parrish, the left-handed batter, has some pop. There's no question about it. And with the wind blowing in from left field, all that it would do for him is push the ball toward the foul pole and right. It's the pitch taken for a strike. The count goes to 1-2. Scoreless ball game. Here at LP Franz Stadium in the early going. Mac Cassetti drops the sign, the 1-2. Parrish is going to roll it out to second. Fielded by Hartman. The throw from heel over to first. It's going to be in time. A 4-6-3 double play retires the side. So we've played an inning here at L.P. Franz Stadium. Scoreless. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Top of the second inning, Lamas come up empty in the first despite getting two runners on. As Augusta will step to the plate, it'll be Carlos Monteverde, Luis Sanchez, Matt Cassetti, 5-6-7 in the order for the Augusta Green Jackets. It's the pitch from Molina, grounded out to shortstop. Chandler Pollard, the throw across in time. One pitch, one out. That'll bring up Luis Sanchez. Sanchez, in the contest last night, was 1-for-4. He did have two RBI. That was the hit that got the Augusta Green Jackets the 2-0 lead in the fourth inning. And after that, they wouldn't look back. They never surrendered the lead at any point in the game last night. Those guys were grateful just to have some success at the plate last night. A 7-hit performance by the club in that 4-2 win. Molina misses high, the count. 2-0 here in the top of the second inning. On this chilly night in the uniform. The 2-0. Molina. I should say the 3-0. That's going to be a walk surrendered to Luis Sanchez. And that'll bring up Matt Cassetti. Cassetti got a start on Tuesday night, was hitless along with the rest of the team in that 6-0 loss. They'll throw over to first. Cassetti from Sarasota, Florida, a free agent last year, played his college baseball with the Crimson Tide. Molina, the pitch, breaking ball, misses. The Green Jackets tonight wearing what they wore last night, the Masters green jerseys with the gray pants. They have a green piping stripe. They're wearing the green hats with the white quarter panel and the green bill with the Augusta logo on the front. The Crawdads tonight are wearing the black jersey. The body of the jersey is black. Llamas across the chest. And then they've got a series of pastel colors going onto the shoulders as that ball is going to be dropped out in left field as Maxton Martin had the wind hold it up. He never got a very good read on it. And it's going to land in left field. It's going to be a double for Matt Gassetti. And now over at third base, it's going to be Luis Sanchez. It'll be a double for Gassetti. As the ball wasn't hit incredibly hard, but it held up in that wind, and Martin was not able to corral the baseball. He gets the double, and now with one down, there's runners at second and third for Douglas Glad. Glad is 0-11 on the season, but has an opportunity here to put the Green Jackets on the board. Molina misses outside with the changeup, and Ben Hartle's going to go out and have a conversation with a southpaw. A little bit later on in the contest, we'll get you updated on some of the scores from around Major League Baseball, keeping an eye on the Atlanta Braves tonight, as well as the Texas Rangers, the two parent clubs of these teams. We'll take a look at the Carolina League as well. Also, a little bit later on, we'll get interactive on the broadcast as well. We'll open it up for Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, and then emails a bit later in the broadcast. It's the pitch from Molina taken for a strike on the outside edge. The Llamas, they're wearing a similar hat to the Green Jackets, that it does have a quarter panel. It's a black bodied hat with the white quarter panel and a teal bill with the Llamas logo on the front. So the count is 2-1 on the right fielder for the Green Jackets this evening. The pitch, this is outside. The count now 3-1. There was a time that both of these two clubs faced off against one another, and that was back in the South Atlantic League days. As Augusta, during all that time, had been a Pirates affiliate. As Glad's going to lift that one up into the seats. It's going to hit the rooftop and trickle down toward the concourse area. They were also an affiliate at one point to the San Francisco Giants before becoming the affiliate for the Atlanta Braves. And to be a Braves affiliate in Augusta, Georgia, that really seems to make a lot of sense. The pitch to Glad, swung on and missed. Mason Molina gets his first strikeout. And that was a very timely strikeout from Molina. There's now two down in the frame, and that's going to bring up Mason Guerra. Not unlike Douglas Glad, Mason Guerra is 0-10 on the season. He's still looking for his first knock. And if he gets one here, it couldn't come at a better time, as it could drive in two. The pitch from Molina misses high. It's that fastball at 90 miles an hour. I mentioned the pastel stripes on the jerseys. They're going from one side of the shoulders to the other for the Llamas jersey. Well, they've got that same pattern on the video board, and it's really doing some weird things with my eyes as it relates to some of the sponsors that are on the graphic, because they have a mountainous graphic that's in gray and black and white, and then just above it, you've got all those pastel colors in varying shades, and then the logos are trying to blend in, and it's a bit of an oddity. The 1-1 from Molina. This is high. The count goes 2-1. Luis Sanchez down at third base over at second, Mac Gassetti. Molina sets at the belt, delivers. It's the pitch, misses just down. Count goes to 3-1. Molina was down 3-1 to Glaude, but still was able to manage the strikeout. I think any kind of an out he can get here in this situation against Guerra will be most welcome. As that pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. And now the count is full. They're playing Guerra pretty much straight up, even though Baker Barroso was a little bit off the line at first. Parrish playing a customary third base spot. Pollard is shaded a little bit to the hole at short. Is that pitch? They're going to check. He did not go, according to J.C. Reed, and the bases are now loaded. So a pair of walks for Molina will take us back to the top of the order for John Heel. We'll have a timeout as Landon Hutchinson is going to go out and have a conversation with his left-hander. John Heel got the first hit of the series for this Augusta Green Jackets club on Wednesday. So that base hit was the only hit that was picked up by Augusta in that contest. It was a two-run single by Heel that made it at that time a 6-2 game. And that's where it would stay. So Heel, who popped up to first base in foul ground his first time up, is back at the plate. It's the breaking ball from Molina. Can't seem to get on top of it. And that is part of the problem on a chilly night like this. You just have a really difficult time getting your grip, getting feeling on a ball that's probably got a little bit of a shinier feel to it than normal. It's the changeup, cut on and missed by Heel. Count evens at 1-1. Bases loaded. Two down in the top of the second inning in a scoreless contest. Molina delivers. That pitch, a changeup again, swung on and missed by Heel. And the count is now 1-2. So Heel asks for time, steps back in the box, and now Molina looks in for the sign from Ben Hartle. Has what he's needing. Sets at the belt. The 1-2. Change up, cut on, and missed. John Heel, a strikeout victim. That's two punch-outs in the frame for Molina as he leaves them loaded in the second inning. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Pablo Guerrero leads things off here in the bottom of the second inning. Scoreless ball game. Mason Molina wiggled off the hook in the second frame. Pablo Guerrero will lead things off here on Llama Night. As the pitch from Ethan Bagwell taken for a strike at 90 miles an hour. Guerrero here in the early going, a 280 hitter. On the series, he's 2 for 12. He went 0 for last night. As Guerrero watches that slider miss down and away. Count evens at 1-1. So the clouds out beyond center field, that is north and west of the ballpark. They look dark and somewhat ominous, but that's not going to affect us this evening. On a night like this, you start looking down the left field foul line, you really don't see anything that looks really dangerous there or that could impact our situation here tonight. When it gets warmer at the ballpark, you pretty much have to look directly behind home plate to see what may be heading this way. As Pablo Guerrero shoots it out to second base, it's fielded by Eric Cartman. The throw to first is in time as Guerrero lost his bat. He came away with the handle, maybe about 6 inches of the bat, stayed on the field of play. The rest of it went hurtling toward the netting just above the third base on deck circle. So Guerrero, a 4-3 putout to open the second inning. And that's going to bring up Hector Osorio. Osorio 1-for-3 in the series as he's going to tap that one over to first. It's handled cleanly by Mason Guerra, and there's quickly two down. Guerra was able to race to the base to record the second out of the inning. And that brings up Chandler Pollard. Pollard, a 313 hitter on the season with an RBI. Last night, Pollard was 1-for-3 with a run scored. He played on Tuesday night as well. Pollard's going to tap that one over to third. Sanchez Fields gets it across to Guerra. And just like that, a 1-2-3 inning for Ethan Bagwell. As a 3-ground-out inning for Bagwell will take us to the third, a scoreless ball game. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
Top of the third, scoreless ball game here at LP Franz Stadium. Brian Rushing here with you on this Friday night, game 4 of 6. It's Mason Molina will start out against Owen Carey. Owen Carey has one of the two hits on the night. He got a first-inning infield single that went off the end of his bat, basically translated into a swinging bunt. So Augusta has two hits in the ballgame. The Crawdads have one. It's carry, swings and misses. Count goes to 1-2. For Molina, he had a two-walk inning in the second, as well as a two-strikeout inning. It's the pitch misses. The count evens at 2-2. The crowd tonight is certainly better than last night. I think the rain scared a lot of people off, and with good reason. As Carey is going to roll that one foul over on the first base side, where the Augusta Green Jackets are occupying that dugout. The Llamas in the third base dugout this evening. I had a chance to talk to Douglas LoCascio this morning on my morning sports talk show. As I'll talk about that in just a bit, as Carey now has himself a multi-hit ballgame as he slices one out to left center to lead off the third inning. And that's going to bring up Eric Cartman, who grounded out in the first inning. Douglas LoCascio came on the Rush Hour morning show this morning to talk about all things Crawdads. The Rush Hour morning show is on AM 1450, 101.1 FM, WGNC, as Hartman swings and misses on the 12-6 breaking ball. We talked about the opening night no-hitter. We talked about Pablo Guerrero. We talked about Llamas. And I think he mentioned, I'm trying to recall this, I don't think this was a direct quote, but I think it was hinting toward, it's the breaking ball from Molina taken for a strike, that we could see, follow me here, actual Llamas at the ballpark this year. Not the ones on the field wearing the multicolored jerseys. We're talking about the Napoleon Dynamite type. It's the breaking ball, cut on and missed. It's a strikeout for Hartman. It's the third strikeout for Molina, and there's one down in the third. I think the Llama's name was Tina. They kept trying to feed her. Apparently, Tina had a very finicky diet. As Isaiah Drake will step to the plate with one down here in the top of the third inning. There's a lot going on at the ballpark this season. Little something for everybody. If you like 90s sitcoms, okay, we got you. If you like Disney movies, we got you. If you like Education Day games where Disney movies are just part of the culture of those games, we got those as well. It's Molina. That pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. You've got drink specials on Thursday, dollar hot dogs on Tuesday. A little something for everybody. It's the 1-1 from Molina. He looks over to first, and he'll throw to first. It's Baker Barroso holding on the runner. He's a right-handed throwing first baseman, positioning himself pretty much in the same way that Pablo Guerrero does, as he actually has his chest facing the pitcher, to where all he has to do is, once the pitch is delivered plateward, he just turns his body. That ball is going to be hit over Barroso's head. It's going to be a base hit. There's going to be runners at second and third, perhaps. Yes, it will be. And with one down again, there's runners at second and third. It's Isaiah Drake has himself a double. And that's already the fourth hit for Augusta. So after a couple of tough nights early in the week, Augusta got seven hits last night, and they're certainly on their way to a good number this evening. Carlos Monteverde bounced a shortstop his first time up. It's the corners of the infield. They're playing in. The contact play should be on. That ball's going to be tapped out to second base. They'll have one play and one play only. It's going to score Owen Carey, and Augusta has a 1-0 lead. Monteverde gets his first RBI of the season. And with two down, Isaiah Drake gets over to third as Luis Sanchez will step to the plate, who walked his first time up. So the Green Jackets have a 1-0 advantage here in the top of the third inning. Molina throws the pitch down in front of home plate. Molina delivers. Fastball misses up at 89 miles an hour. The count goes to 2-0. Molina delivers. Breaking ball taken for a strike. The count is 2-1. Molina checks at third, now sets, delivers the 2-1, misses inside, and Sanchez has worked the count to 3-1. Molina, you would imagine, would be somewhere between 60 and 75 pitches on the evening. Is already into the 50s as Sanchez draws a second walk. It's the third free pass surrendered by Molina, and that puts runners on the corners in a 1-0 ball game. And that's going to bring up Matt Gossetti, who hit a double to left field. Now, in all honesty, the ball should have been caught. Gossetti gets credit for the double. That's really the only way you can score it. But all things considered, probably should have been caught. It happens that way, so throw over to first. Molina throwing over to first just because the obvious inclination would be here that you would see Sanchez trying to get to second. It's the breaking ball taken for a strike. Not necessarily for any other reason than to get into scoring position. If Gossetti can somehow get a base knock here, it would likely score two in the ballgame, and a three-run lead already at this point in the game would be quite the lift for Ethan Bagwell. That ball's going to be hit down to third baseline. It's a fair ball. Parrish tried to grab it, but he couldn't do so, as it's going to be in the corner, and they're going to send Sanchez all the way home. The throw, not in time, as it's 3-0 anyway. As Matt Gossetti has him a second double on the night, it's a two-run double, and it's 3-0 in favor of the Green Jackets. As Gossetti tucked that baseball just inside the third base bag. That's going to bring up Douglas Glott, as three runs are already on the board here in the top of this third inning. And though I cannot see the activity going on in the bullpen, I can only presume that there's somebody throwing down in the left field corner. As the view that I have toward the bullpen is completely obscured now by the new facilities that they've added to the clubhouse area. Molina. Pitch misses up. Glott 0-1 in the ballgame. Two down here in the top of the third. Three already in for the Green Jackets. As they'll look back to second. And that's the second disengagement for Molina. Molina, change up right down the middle. evens the count at 1-1. Now, with Molina having used the two disengagements, it could be something to where he's maybe trying to lure Gossetti into taking liberties around the bag at second. It's the changeup cut on and missed. Gossetti's already in scoring position, so I don't think there's really a reason or a rationale for him to be so audacious as to try to steal third. The 1-2 to Glott. Changeup. That's going to be tapped at home plate, and it'll roll back to the backstop. So the Llamas find themselves down in a 3-0 hole, and Mason Molina trying to make sure that it goes no further than three runs here in the third inning. The 1-2, Gossetti decides to go, and it won't matter. It's a swing and a miss from Glad, and that'll retire the side. The strikeout for Molina is his fourth. But Augusta tacks on three runs. They have a 3-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the third here at LP Franz Stadium. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Bottom of the third inning here at LP Franz Stadium. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad you could join us on this Friday night. Leading off the third inning for the Llamas will be Wadi Mendez. He'll be followed by Luis Marquez and Baker Barroso. As the third inning, the pitch from Ethan Bagwell is going to miss outside. This is the inning where we're going to make the broadcast interactive. An opportunity for you to reach out to me throughout the remainder of this ball game. Let me know that you're tuning in. If you've got a question, would love to hear from you. As the pitch to Mendez, taken for a strike. Wadi Mendez, a .286 hitter on the year. He's got a 1-for-3 series going with a run scored and a run driven in. He's just played in one game out of the set. The pitch misses down. The count goes to 2-1. You can find me on X or Twitter if you prefer, but you can find me on X at What's Up B Rush PXP. At What's Up B Rush PXP. If you want to follow me, I'll certainly reciprocate. Unless you're a bot, then you're out of luck. As Mendez drives that ball out near the Budweiser sign, and it's going to get up and over the Budweiser sign as he pulled it to right field. And for the first time this year, Wadi Mendez goes yard. The Llamas go yard on this Friday night, and it's a 3-1 ball game. He hits the Catawba County sign, and the Llamas are on the board. My sweet mother! As Mendez took the pitch that was centered, and he drove it up against the Catawba County sign in right field, just over the picture of the Budweiser beer can. That's going to bring up Luis Marquez. If you're trying to pull the ball from the right-handed batter's box, you're going to have a tough night ahead of you. However, to right field, it's very doable, as Wadi Mendez just proved to everybody here in the ball yard. As Marquez gets out of the way of the pitch. Marquez 2-for-4 in the series with 2 runs scored. It's the breaking ball. It's going to be lifted into the seats near the Carolina Brewery party porch. There's a lot of activity over there this evening. This is probably the best nighttime crowd that we've had this year. In fact, I would say it's pretty safe that that's the case. As the pitch misses, the count evens at 2-2. If you want to reach out to me by way of email this evening, you can certainly do that. Brush, short for Brian Rushing, at hickorycrawdads.com. Oh, my goodness. Ethan Bagwell with the backhand snare as he caught it behind his back. It was bounced back up the middle. Bagwell snared it and raced it over to first to flip it to the first baseman, Mason Guerra, and there's one down. So he gets style points for it. There's no doubt about it. One down, and that's going to bring up Baker Barroso, who singled his first time up. Barroso hit a sharp ball through the left side of the infield between the third baseman and the shortstop. He would be stranded at second. So the pitch from Bagwell misses. Here in a 3-1 ball game, Augusta got 3 runs in the top half of the third inning. The Llamas have responded with a single run off the bat of Wadi Mendez, as that ball is going to be served out into right field, and it's going to get down for a base knock. Eric Cartman tried to make a diving stop, but he couldn't quite come away with it. Barroso has himself a 2-hit night, and that's going to bring up Maxton Martin. Martin probably hit the baseball as hard as Wadi Mendez did. He just hit it into the wrong part of the ballpark with the wind blowing in. So he'll throw over to first. That's going to get away from Guerra. Barroso's going to get to second easily. And that's going to be an error on Ethan Bagwell. Guerra really didn't have a chance on that play. That ball was spiked in front of Guerra. He would have had to have looked like an NHL-level hockey goalie to stop that ball. It was unsuccessful. Bagwell, the pitch cut on and missed by Martin. Martin was trying to make it a 3-3 ball game. He wanted to hit that one toward Pepsi Town. The 0-1 from Ethan Bagwell. Here it comes. Martin's going to foul it off. Three runs on 5 hits, 1 error for the Green Jackets. The Llamas, 1 run on 3 hits. No miscues thus far. Martin waits on the 0-2. The pitch misses outside. Barroso's bouncing around at second base a little bit as John Heel is certainly trying to distract him a little bit, maybe get him not really paying attention to what Bagwell's doing, as Bagwell's going to throw a fastball elevated at 91 miles an hour, and Martin gave chase, came up empty on the swing. For Bagwell, that's his first punch out of the ball game. And with 2 down in the inning, that's going to bring up Ben Hartle. Hartle, he reached on a walk back in the first inning. As Barroso has wandered off of second, and the ball is thrown into center field. Wow. Ethan Bagwell lifted his leg, saw Barroso wandering off, so he stepped right at him. And Barroso forced a throw back to second, and Bagwell missed his target again, as that's the second error for Bagwell in the inning. As Barroso gets to third, they're going to give him a steal. There will not be an error on the play, as it turns out. Barroso attempted the steal to third, even though Bagwell had stopped him in his tracks, and the errant throw is of no value at this point, at least from the scoring standpoint, as he gets to third on what is being called a stolen base. An 0-2 count to Ben Hartle. Hartle's going to lift it up onto the first base concourse. Two down here in the bottom of the third inning. The Llamas could really use Barroso scoring in this half of the third. So that ball is going to be lifted off the rooftop toward the concourse over to my right. Rafe Parrish is on deck if Hartle can keep the inning alive. The pitch from Bagwell. Hartle swings and misses. They'll throw it down to first to complete the out. The out is completed. We've played three innings here at LP Franz Stadium. It's a 3-1 lead off the bat of Waddy Mendez. Hit his first home run of the season. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
It's out of the fourth inning. 3-1 lead for Augusta. It's Mason Guerra will lead things off. He'll be followed by John Heal and Owen Carey. It's Mason Molina. Delivers a first pitch strike to open up the fourth inning. It's Molina misses high with the fastball. Count evens at 1-1. I gave you an opportunity, and you still have that opportunity throughout tonight's game to reach out to me by way of X or by way of email. You can find me at What's Up B-Rush, PXP, on X, or you can send an email to me, brush@hickorycrawdads.com. And with that said, I want to welcome a couple folks that are actually tuning in while the game is going on, and they're here watching it, which is always a good move as that pitch misses down, and Mason Guerra leads off with a walk. So for Molina, that is the fourth walk that he's surrendered in this ballgame. That's going to take us back to the top of the order for John Heal. I want to say hello to Chris and JP this evening, who have come out to LP Franz Stadium to watch baseball together, which is always the best way to do it. It is cold here. There's no question about it. Especially when last weekend temperatures were around 89 degrees at this time on Friday night. It's the pitch to Heel taken for a strike. The count goes to 0-2. And that's not hyperbole. It was 89 down in Charlotte. It might have been 87 up this way last Friday for a high. It was hot. This, not so much. That ball out to Pollard. Pollard gets it over to second base for Mendez. The throw to first is in time. As Barroso dug it out of the dirt. It's a 6-4-3 twin killing, and we're back to the bases clear and two down in the frame. Well, that'll certainly help things out a little bit. As Molina got a little help as that ball hit pretty routinely out to Pollard. Pollard was able to shovel it over to Mendez, and Mendez got it to Baker Barroso, and Barroso gave him a little help with the scoop. The way that Chris and JP are doing the game tonight is, well, very gratifying and really the way to do it. If you can stream the game or listen to it on the radio, the Walkman or whatever, if you can listen to the game while you're watching the game, it just adds another dimension to it. So the pitch is going to be fouled back. I know I always enjoy growing up listening to the likes of Dave Niehaus, Ernie Harwell, Tom Hamilton, Marty Brenneman. Being there watching live and seeing it and hearing it even better. As Carey is going to reach for the third time today. He is hit by a pitch as Molina tried to break off a curveball and just never really got near the plate. As that'll bring up Eric Hartman. Carlos Maldonado is going to come out, and that's probably the end of the night for Mason Molina. So Molina has gone 3 2/3. And he's going to be done. So we're going to take a timeout. We come back on the other side of the break. We'll let you know who's coming on to pitch on this Friday night in Hickory. A 3-1 lead for Augusta. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Carlos Maldonado goes to the bullpen, and he brings on Thomas Ireland, the 6-1 left-hander out of Regina, Saskatchewan, up in Canada, a 13th-round draft pick back in 2021. As Ireland has made one appearance this season, he did suffer the loss in that Sunday contest. So they went 2 1/3 innings, gave up 4 hits, 3 runs. They were earned. He hit a batter. He struck out a batter as he suffered the loss on Sunday. But an opportunity here to eat some innings up and maybe get the offense going, and he could even that record at 1-1. The fastball at 92 taken for a strike. Eric Hartman at the plate. He's 0-2 in the ballgame. As Ireland has the runner picked off, and now Carey is going to be in a rundown. As Carey is going to have to give it up, as the tag is going to be applied by the second baseman, Mendez, and that'll retire the side. As Thomas Ireland picks off a runner, doesn't even have to contend with Hartman. We played 3.5 innings. It's a 3-1 lead for Augusta. We'll be back on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
Rafe Parrish to lead things off here in the bottom of the fourth inning. A 3-1 lead for Augusta. It's Ethan Bagwell's first offering of the frame is a ball outside. Parrish hit into a 4-6-3 double play to end the first inning. Parrish is going to foul it off against the screen to have the count even at 1-1. Got an email, last half inning I want to address, and this is one of the best types of emails because I agree wholeheartedly with the contents. It's Parrish is going to lift it foul. Family of David Rodriguez checking into the game tonight. So anytime that the visiting club is willing to come on and email the booth, that's always a positive. And yes, there's no reason not to love the Bally Live app. It is fantastic. It's the pitch to Parrish as a ball taken down. Yes, this is a Hickory Crawdads broadcast, and yes, I am the Hickory Crawdads broadcaster. However, I'm glad when the visiting team is checking the game out and tuning in as that ball bounced out to third, fielded by Sanchez. The throw across just in time gets Parrish a 5-3 put out. And that'll bring up Pablo Guerrero. Guerrero taking a brand new bat with him to the plate because in his first at bat, he tapped one out to second base, but the first 6 inches of the bat went with him. The other 27 and a half, 28, went into the netting system behind home plate. So that breaking ball from Bagwell misses. Bagwell, breaking ball, misses down. Count goes to 2-0. Again, if you want to reach out to me, you can do that through email, brush@hickorycrawdads.com. Guerrero bounces it out to short. Heel, the throw, in time. Over to Mason Guerra. And there's two down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. That brings up Hector Osorio. Bagwell, 89-mile-an-hour pitch down the middle, called for a strike. They're through four innings down in Tampa. The Rays have a 3-1 lead on Atlanta. The count goes to 1-2. Hector Osorio bounced to first in his only plate appearance. Bagwell, that pitch rolled just foul. J.C. Reed said it just went to the right of the first base bag. Keeps the count at 1-2. Already 8 hits in this ball game by both teams. Augusta's out hit the Llamas 5-3. The pitch, breaking ball, misses down. Count evens at 2-2. The Crawdads had 9 hits on Tuesday and Wednesday. In the game last night, the Crawdads collected just 3. Zat balls. Hit right at the first baseman, Mason Guerra, who makes the catch, and that retires the side. Ethan Bagwell has gone through four innings. Through four innings, the Augusta Green Jackets have a 3-1 lead. We'll be back in just a bit here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Back here at LP Franz Stadium, top of the fifth inning, the Augusta Green Jackets lead the Llamas de Hickory 3-1. So that'll be Eric Hartman, Isaiah Drake, and Carlos Monteverde, 3-4-5 in the order for the Green Jackets on this Friday night. It's Thomas Ireland's first pitch at 92, taken high. So the breeze has settled down a little bit, which I'm certainly grateful for. Because when the window's wide open, it can cause a problem. If you're not careful, you can catch a cold. This might be the leader in the clubhouse as far as emails this year. I know it's early, but this one's a pretty good email. I'll get to it in a moment. Ireland, the pitch, misses outside. So the count goes to 3-0. Thomas Ireland came in to try to finish off the fourth inning, and he did so as he cut down Owen Carey trying to steal a base. It's the 3-0, taken right down Lenore Ryan Boulevard for strike one. The 3-1 misses up, and Hartman's going to draw the walk to lead off the fourth inning. It's the fifth walk surrendered by Lamas pitching here this evening. And that's going to bring up Isaiah Drake. Drake flew out to left, hit a double. He would score one of the three runs back in that third inning for the Green Jackets. Want to say hello to James this evening, checking out the game here on the Bally Live app. Yes, James, I did mention a Walkman. My Gen X is showing. It's the breaking ball, cut on and missed. You're also hearing a guy that really can enjoy a really old radio, with the popping and the crackling, listening for AM stations across the southeast. As that ball bunted in the air, and Ben Hartle catches the pop-up right on top of home plate, which forces Hartman to stride back to first immediately. So that'll be a pop to the catcher for the first out, and that's going to bring up Carlos Monteverde. Yes, I watch the Goldbergs with some frequency. I am pretty much a child of the 80s. Ireland, the pitch, and they'll have another runner picked. Will they get Hartman this time? And they're going to call him safe. Ireland saw Hartman breaking. He threw to first. And the throw from Barroso was to the left field side of the bag. And that's the only way that Hartman gets in. If the throw is a little closer to the bag, they likely tag Hartman out. He gets the steal. He's at second. It's the breaking ball taken for a strike. I do a lot of college baseball until we get to this time of the year when I shift my attention to pro baseball, and that would have definitely gone to the replay booth. It's the breaking ball taken for strike two as Ireland has an 0-2 count here with one down in the top of the fifth inning. Ireland checks the runner. That ball rolled out to third. Parrish makes a great play. Barroso is going to fake Hartman back on a throw. As Hartman does take third. Rafe Parrish with the 5-3 put out. That's going to bring up Luis Sanchez. And that play right there kind of figured it out. As watching Parrish run toward the baseball and field it in one motion, I thought of a major league comp. I'll give it to you here in just a moment. The pitch to Sanchez, Ireland, misses down. That looked a lot like Alec Bohm of the Philadelphia Phillies, ranging in, making the glove stop, and throwing in one motion to first. Now, some of it has to do with the hair. That's fair, but a lot of lookalikes in that play there. So the pitch misses inside. The count goes to 2-0. It's a brave audience here, so I'm pretty sure there's not a big Phillies contingent of fans checking out the game this evening. And the Rangers fans that are tuning in really don't have a reason for thinking much about the Phillies either. That ball's going to be tapped foul. as Rafe Parrish is going to hand it off to Winston Sawyer, who's going to flip it into the crowd to a kid who's here on this first Friday night of the year. Ireland sets high, delivers. That pitch is fouled back to the screen. Count evens at 2-2. Sanchez has walked twice in the ballgame. Back in the second and third innings, so Ireland's going to try to see if he can finish off Sanchez for the first time in the ballgame. The 2-2. Ireland with a little hesitation there as he lifted his leg. Misses outside at 81 miles an hour, and the count runs full. Here in a 3-1 ball game, the Green Jackets with the two-run advantage, and Sanchez is going to call time and receive it. Ireland sets high, letter high, delivers the payoff. That ball tapped out to short. Pollard fields it. The throw across in time to Barroso. Here in the fifth inning, they strand a runner. We're halfway through in Hickory. It's a 3-1 lead for the Augusta Green Jackets. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Three-one ball game. Augusta with the advantage. Chandler Pollard will be followed up by Waddy Mendez and Luis Marquez. Bottom of the fifth inning. It's Bagwell still on the bump, as he has certainly put together a very solid effort. As I was told by the Augusta broadcaster, Noah Adcock Howarth, that this was probably going to be a piggyback night, that if Bagwell could get four innings in, they may put a bridge guy in, maybe not, and then they would back him up with the piggyback pitcher that would try to take it the rest of the way. Well, right now as it stands, Bagwell is 3 outs away from being in line for the win if Augusta can hold on to the lead. Hopefully the Crawdads or the Llamas tonight will make that tough. Chandler Pollard gets him off to a good start as he gets the walk. The walk is the seventh free pass surrendered by Ethan Bagwell. So when you're two down, you're just a bloop and a blast away from tying it, and no better situation than this, as the bloop came in the form of that leadoff walk to Pollard, and Waddy Mendez already has one homer tonight. Might as well go for another one. And he was. Swings and misses A very fluid swing his first time up, drives the ball out to the Catawba County sign, which is the second tier of four out in right field. It's one of the oddities or idiosyncrasies of this ballpark, as there's only one wall that matters here. If you get it up over the 10-foot high wall here at LP Franz Stadium, that's where the yellow stripe comes in. It's a home run. There's a little bit of space between tiers 2, 3, and 4 as Pollard is going to go on the steal attempt, but the pitch is fouled back. Mendez did drive it off the second tier, but the ball never got back onto the field of play because of about a 6 to 8 foot span that separates between the first tier and the second, third, and fourth tiers. I know that because in a younger day, I would come up to LP Franz Stadium, and after batting practice, well, there were baseballs out behind the wall. They were just left there. Well, what enterprising young baseball fan wouldn't go back there and pick some up? I wish more kids did that. The pitch, Pollard goes, throw down to second, not nearly in time. Chandler Pollard gets the stolen base, and he's now in scoring position. So the Llamas have a runner at second with nobody out and a 1-2 count to Wadi Mendez. Bagwell. Mendez going to lift it into the seats over on the third base side. And that one's going to hurt. A young mom in between the first and second tiers of seats with kid in tow decided to go and try to make a heroic effort at the foul ball. That one's going to hurt in the morning. The pitch misses outside. Count evens at 2-2. My days of heroism have long gone. The pitch misses high. The count runs full. So if Mendez can somehow coax a walk out of Bagwell, there is bullpen activity going, I believe, for Augusta. They're certainly stirring at this point. It's the pitch. That one's going to be fouled back. Keeps it at 3-2. Three runs on five hits, one error for Augusta. 1-3-0 for the Llamas on a Llamas Friday night. The pitch misses outside, and Wadi Mendez does, in fact, coax that walk. So back-to-back walks. I put runners at first and second. And I think that's going to be the end of the night as Winston Sawyer is coming out and the infield is going to join the Green Jackets manager. He's already made the signal to the bullpen. So when we come back, Luis Marquez will face a new pitcher with two on and nobody out in the bottom of the fifth inning. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for Speed Pitch, carousel rides, and the Bounce House
each Saturday. Discounts and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you. And we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
On the pitch for the Augusta Green Jackets is Brett Sears. Sears, a 6-foot right-hander, 24 years old, out of Harlan, Iowa. Harlan, Iowa. 7th-round draft pick in last year's draft out of the University of Nebraska. Now, when you think of the University of Nebraska, you think football. If you think women's sports there, you think volleyball. They have one of the most elite volleyball programs in the country, especially in the recent history of women's volleyball. But they also have a sneaky good baseball history as well. It's the pitch to Luis Marquez, taken for a strike. 90-mile-an-hour fastball for Sears. Former big leaguer, played football at Nebraska as well as baseball. You'll probably remember this name if you've been around the game a while. It's Marquez, swings and misses. None other than Cornhuskers baseball and football star, LA Angels baseball star, Darren Erstadt from the University of Nebraska. Sears, the 0-2, catches the outside edge, and Marquez goes down on 3 straight pitches. And that's going to bring up Baker Barroso. Barroso 2-for-2 in the ballgame. A couple stolen bases on the night. In fact, the Llamas have 3 in the ballgame. Barroso watches the pitch miss outside. And we'll have a double steal going. The throw to third is going to be in time. Carlos Maldonado does not agree with that call, and he's letting J.C. Reed know about it. As Pollard's going to be cut down for the second out of the inning. Mendez will get to second on the play. So it'll be a 2-5 caught stealing. Count evens at 1-1. Barroso swings and misses. Well, that could have been a big moment in the game. If Pollard gets in, and from this vantage point, I thought he did, but you know how that goes. So the pitch is going to be lifted foul on the first base side. If he gets in there, this inning and its complexion would have changed dramatically, especially with Maxton Martin on deck. We'll see what Baker Barroso can do here with 2 down now in the bottom of the 5th inning. As Barroso swings and misses on the slider. Sears, excited about the strikeout as he gets out of the frame. We've played 5 complete here at LP Franz Stadium. A 3-1 lead for Augusta. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. SweetFrogClawClub.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdad's home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdad's baseball, abide by the claw.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
Top of the sixth inning, Thomas Ireland still on for the Llamas de Hickory this evening. So face off against Matt Gassetti, Douglas Glad, and Mason Guerra. The Llamas had an opportunity to get something cooking in the fifth, and, well, Brett Sears said he ain't having it. It's the breaking ball taken for a strike. I mentioned Thomas Ireland, a 13th round pick back in 2021 out of Regina, Saskatchewan. That ball's going to be pulled foul. Count goes to 0-2. Last year, he spent some time in the Arizona Complex League as well as down with the Down East Wood Ducks. In that year, he was 3-2 on the season, a 4.37 ERA, 18 appearances, 10 starts. 68 innings, had 75 strikeouts. And he actually pitched against the Augusta Green Jackets back on September 3rd of 2024, going six innings, giving up two hits, an earned run. He walked three, struck out eight. Did not factor in the decision on that September 3rd game. It's Ireland. It's the breaking ball, cut on and missed, a strikeout of Matt Gassetti. And with one down, that's going to bring up Douglas Glad. For Ireland, that's his first punch out of the ballgame. So he's now into his second full inning of relief for the Llamas. So Ireland misses just down. The pitch fouled off over to the first base side, and it's going to land on top of the roof of one of the picnic areas out there. You've got a picnic deck. You've got a party porch. I think you've got a picnic porch. You've got a lot going on over on the first base side. So that pitch is going to hit Douglas Glad. He is rolling around just outside the third, the right-hand batter's box. So Glad being tended to. Here in the top of the sixth inning. All the runs were scored in the third inning. As Augusta would score three runs in that frame off of Mason Molina, the Llamas would answer back as Wadi Mendez left the yard. It's the first time a Crawdads player's left this ballpark this season, or any player for either club this year. That's going to change. This ballpark's going to heat up. The dimensions are going to feel smaller as the wind starts to blow out toward left center. So that'll bring up Mason Guerra. do have some emails that I'll tend to here in just a little bit. The 0-1 from Ireland, breaking ball, just misses. It had to have been down. I'm directly behind home plate, and it certainly looked like it caught the outer third. The 1-1 to Guerra, change up from Ireland, works the count to 1-2. Middle infield, they're ready for a ground ball if it happens. Rafe Parrish is playing his customary third base spot. A few steps off the third base bag, a couple steps behind the bag. As the breaking ball misses outside, count evens at 2-2. Barroso holding on the runner at first. So the Llamas have already turned one double play in the ballgame. Ireland delivers. That ball tapped over the middle. It'll be fielded by Mendez. The flip to Pollard is going to get the runner at second. And there'll be two down in the inning. As Glott is erased for the second out, Guerra gets to first on the fielder's choice, and that's going to bring up John Heal. Heal 0-for-3 in the ballgame. He's popped foul to first. He's bunted foul to the catcher. And then he's rolled into a 6-4-3 double play. Actually, the second double play of the night. Ireland looks in, delivers. The pitch taken for a strike at 90 miles an hour. So it looks like we may just avoid the rain tonight. And if we do, the sun should be beaming tomorrow, though it's not going to be warm by any stretch of the imagination. Anything that we might have garnered from a couple of near 90-degree days last weekend, we're kind of making up for this weekend, as it's unseasonably cool this time of the year here at the ballpark. The 1-2 from Ireland. That ball hits sharply out to Parrish. He'll field it cleanly. Step into the throw to Barroso. It's in time. It's the Augusta Green Jackets are retired here in the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth. A two-run lead for Augusta here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Maxton Martin to lead things off here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. It's Brett Sears back on the bump for the Green Jackets. Three-one ball game as Martin lifts that one high, and it's going to make its way into the seats. It's going to hit a couple of the green plastic chairs and then ricochet back down to a family of about, well, could be a small group here, but there's a lot of kids. The kid in the camouflage got the baseball, and now he's probably got the worst childhood conundrum you could imagine. A young boy, around seven or eight little girls, and they're all asking for the baseball. And so it begins. It's the foul ball lifted over to the third base side again, foul. That's the lead up to a Wonder Years episode. There's another Gen X reference. The pitch taken down. The count runs full. Maxton Martin in this ball game, 0 for 2. Fly out to center and a strikeout. Sears winds and fires the payoff. Martin comes up empty. Second strikeout of Martin in the ballgame. There's one down here in the sixth. That'll bring up Ben Hartle. Want to try to catch up on some of the emails that have been sent. Want to say hello to Connie Gay. Connie, I can certainly relate to your time in Northern Virginia. Of course, the northernmost team in this league in Northern Virginia is going to be Fredericksburg. They basically took over for a franchise that I'm sure Connie's familiar with, the old Prince William Cannons. At one time, Prince William in the Carolina League was a Yankees affiliate. I remember because Lyle Mouton, who played his college baseball at LSU, spent some time there. I've got one of those Fleer minor league cards from back in the Renaissance days of minor league baseball. And he was in a Prince William Cannons uniform. As Hartle swings and misses. There's two down here in the sixth inning. Back-to-back strikeouts for Sears. He's now struck out three consecutive hitters. And that's going to bring up Rafe Parrish. This is my first year calling Carolina League Baseball, but it's certainly not been my first year watching it. I have been a minor league baseball junkie pretty much my entire existence. As Parrish takes a ball. Sears. That pitch at 91 miles an hour fouled off to the third base side. Parrish 0 for 2 in the ballgame, a ground out into a double play as well as a ground out to third. As Parrish takes strike two. Luis Sanchez is basically the shortstop in this particular alignment. John Heal is almost directly behind Brett Sears. As Parrish is going to tap the changeup foul. A lot of folks getting into the Copa spirit with the Llamas jerseys. In fact, the bat boy over on the home side decided to wear two different shoes tonight that had all the Llamas colors in it. You can't miss it. It's Parrish. That ball off the glove of Sears. This has just become a difficult play, and Rafe Parrish is going to have himself a base knock. If Sears fields that one, it's a routine play to first. However, he got just enough glove on it to really take some of the steam out of the baseball. It'll be a base hit, and that brings up Pablo Guerrero. Now, Guerrero has two hits in the series, but we really haven't had a chance to watch some of his pop. He got a home run in Kannapolis over the weekend. That was one of the things that Douglas LoCascio brought up on the Rush Hour Morning Show this morning when he was talking about Pablo Guerrero. We also mused about when we may see Vlad Sr. here at the ballpark. as eventually we're going to get the Crustacean Nation podcast started again in 2025. We'll have more episodes, a wider variety of people in those episodes. It should be good stuff. As the breaking ball misses. If you guys have any idea of who you might want me to talk to during one of the Crustacean Nation podcast, all you got to do is send me an email, brush@hickorycrawdads.com. It's Guerrero with a 2-2 count. Sears, the pitch, breaking ball, and Guerrero laces it out into left center field. It's going to get down for a base hit. So it's not a dinger, but it'll do. It's a base hit. Keeps the inning alive. Guerrero advances Parrish out to second. Back-to-back singles in different varieties. And that's going to bring up Hector Osorio. Osorio, his last time up, hit a soft line drive out to Mason Guerra. Two-run ball game here. Can the Llamas tighten this one up a bit? The pitch taken for a strike. The pitch from Sears, taken for strike two. Sears, his delivery. They're going to check down to second, and Osorio did in fact go as Elena Giorgio was needing the help of J.C. Reed. She got it, and the frame comes to a close. Brett Sears gets three strikeouts in the inning. He also gives up a couple of hits. They're both left on. We go to the seventh, 3-1 in favor of Augusta. We'll be back in just a bit. On the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads. www.hickorycrawdads.com.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Top of the seventh inning, Thomas Ireland still on for the Llamas as he faces off against Owen Carey. As Carey takes the ball to open up the seventh inning. Well, what I hoped was going to be a lot of substance in the update of the Carolina League scores is going to turn into anything but. We've got three games total going on, including this one. We've had three rainouts as Salem and Fredericksburg playing just south of the Beltway. They got wiped out because of weather. Lynchburg got wiped out because of weather. As Carey swings and misses. count evens at 2-2. And then on the Delmarva Peninsula, Fayetteville and Delmarva washed out as well. I knew there was rain that was going to be up there in that area through northern Virginia, but apparently it was a little worse than we thought. So the count is full, so I'm sure they'll be made up in the next day or two, or at least that's the hope. Ireland wheels and fires the 3-2 pitch as that breaking ball, ooh, just misses. Owen Carey is going to reach for the fourth time today. He's got two hits. He was hit by a pitch, and he just walked. I'm the last guy in the world that needs to grouse about balls and strikes, but that one might have been strike three. It's the pitch to Eric Cartman. Misses. Hartman, 0-for-2 with a walk. He also has a stolen base. A pitch poured right down Lenore Ryan Boulevard to even the count at 1-1. 3-1 lead for Augusta. All runs came in that third inning. A pitch, that ball's smashed out to Pollard. The throw to first is going to be in time. That's going to be a double play as Hartman has hit into a double play for the second time. That one not necessarily his fault. He had a soft liner out to Pollard, and Pollard was able to double up the runner heading back to first in Owen Carey. So with two down, that's going to bring up Isaiah Drake. The scores that I do have in the third inning, Carolina leads Myrtle Beach 5-3. In the seventh inning, Charleston, South Carolina leads Columbia 4-3. As Drake is going to foul it off of Ben Hartle. So that ball tapped back up the middle. And it's going to be fielded behind the second base bag by Luis Mendez. But with Drake's speed, no chance. Mendez puts it in his pocket, and it'll be an infield single for Isaiah Drake. He's got two hits in the ballgame. And that's going to be bring up Carlos Monteverde. The game in Seattle between the Rangers and the Mariners is a 9:40 start. A real possibility we could be somewhere either in the ninth inning or into the postgame show. As Drake goes, the throw down to second is going to go into center field. Now, that's a great job from Chandler Pollard, who kept the tag on Drake, giving Drake the idea that he still had the baseball. So he was not able to advance to third. It's just a stolen base. But Augusta has a runner in scoring position here in the seventh inning. They're already in the top of the ninth inning in Cincinnati. The Reds have a 5-3 advantage on the Buccos. Emilio Pagan on to try to save it to get his third save on the season. Thomas Ireland, his pitch, that's catching the inner third, cut on and missed by Monteverde. Count goes to 0-2. The Braves are trailing the Rays 5-1 in the top of the eighth inning. So the pitch catches the outside edge, and Monteverde is a strikeout victim looking. Thomas Ireland gave up a walk and a single, but nothing came out of it. So we go to the stretch. It's a 3-1 lead for the Augusta Green Jackets. We'll be back on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you
and your crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdad's home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdad's baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Augusta with a two-run advantage. Brett Sears here in the seventh inning for Augusta has the baseball against Chandler Pollard. As Pollard swings and misses. Pollard walked and stole a base in the fifth inning. He was also cut down for the second out in that fifth inning as that ball bounced over the middle. Fielded at second by Hartman and the throw to Guerra just in time. That'll bring up Waddy Mendez. So Mendez in tonight's ball game. It's one for one. He's got the solo shot back in the third inning, and he's walked in the fifth. It's the pitch from Sears, misses outside. That ball bunted down to third baseline, and Mendez is going to beat the wrap at first. I don't know that you could really lay down a better bunt than what Waddy Mendez did right there. That ball was about 3 feet off the third baseline, about a half a foot from getting into the dirt, and rolled out about 30 feet away from home plate. There was really no opportunity for Matt Gassetti to do anything with the bunt. It was pretty much left entirely to Sears, and he just couldn't get it done on the throw to first. So Mendez with a bunt single. And we talk about the bloop and the blast. The bloop just happened. Marquez swings and misses. Marquez 0 for 2 in the ballgame. Both clubs have 6 hits in the contest. The Llamas still looking for an opportunity to draw even. As that ball's hit out into shallow center field, it's going to get down for a base knock as Marquez got something on the middle third. Pretty sure Sears didn't necessarily want to put it there. And it's going to be a one-out single for Marquez. So there's now runners at first and second. The Llamas have had their opportunities this evening. They've just not been able to really knock down the door. Perhaps this is the opportunity here. Baker Barroso has 2 hits in the ballgame. It's the pitch at 90 miles an hour taken for a strike. So 2 on. One down here in the bottom of the seventh inning, a 3-1 lead for Augusta. Can the Llamas trim this lead a bit as the pitch misses outside? The 1-1. That ball hit back up the middle. Fielded at second by Hartman. He's going to have plenty of time to throw to Guerra. As it was hit sharply back through the box. But Hartman was playing imperfectly. Was able to touch the bag easily. And the giddy up finishes off the seventh inning. Nothing doing for the Llamas. Another near miss. They trail 3-1. We go to the eighth here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads. www.HickoryCrawdads.com.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
Top of the eighth inning, Thomas Ireland is back on for the Llamas on this Friday night. So it'll be Luis Sanchez, Matt Cassetti, and Douglas Glad here in the eighth inning. So Thomas Ireland has certainly helped to keep this Hickory team in the ballgame. That ball's going to be fouled at the plate. The count goes to 0-2. Ireland has two strikeouts in the contest, has walked two batters. He's hit a batter. He's only given up a base hit as the pitch misses outside. And I got an email a moment ago, and this is probably a good way to go. A good way to go. It would make sense, at least according to Kurt Jacklin, that I go ahead and have our resident Canadian on the podcast. Eh? Why not? Let's make that happen. I'll get right on it. Plus, it's an easy excuse for me to talk about the CFL. The pitch just misses. Count evens at 2-2. Sanchez is going to take time with a 3-ball, 2-strike count here at the top of the eighth inning. So we got started this evening just a few minutes after 7. That ball's lifted out to left center field. Maxton Martin ranging over, but the catch will be made in center by Hector Osorio, and there's one down here in the top of the eighth. And that'll bring up Matt Cassetti. Cassetti is one of the two strikeout victims for Thomas Ireland. Cassetti has a pair of doubles in the ballgame. He's also got an RBI. The pitch misses high. I want to say good evening to Philip Clements this evening, checking out the action. Philip, thank you for tuning in from the state of Texas. Jacob DeGrom supposed to get the ball tonight against Bobby Miller, which actually should be a pretty good pitching matchup. Watching games at T-Mobile Park. It's the Rangers taking on the Mariners in a divisional matchup. Breaking ball, misses. Two ball, one strike count. Thomas Ireland looks in, wheels and fires. That ball's going to be lifted up on the first base side seats. And somebody's going to come away with a souvenir. So the Llamas are running out of time. They need to put up a zero here and then maybe finally break through with some runs. As that ball hit sharply by Gassetti. He's got himself a three-hit night. Came into the game a 167 hitter. Gassetti was 1-for-6 on the season. Well, the numbers are going to look far better for him as he is 3-for-4 on the night with two extra base hits. Well, now he's batting a cool 400 on the season. That'll get it done. That'll bring up Douglas Glott. Just the second hit allowed by Ireland. The pitch taken for a strike. Glott was hit by a pitch his last time at the plate. Ireland misses high at 90 miles an hour. It's Glad. Had to duck away there for just a moment. He thought he might get hit again. Ireland misses. It's the pitch to Glad, cut on and missed. And the count goes full. Time is taken by Glad. Gassetti, the runner at first, with one down here in the top of the eighth inning. The 3-2 from Ireland. Here it comes. As the pitch catches the outside edge, and Glad knew it. And he thought it was out number three, so he dropped the bat and was going to drop the helmet, but it is, in fact, just out number two. And that's going to bring up Mason Guerra. And Carlos Maldonado is going to come out of the dugout, and I believe that's going to be the end of the night for Thomas Ireland. But he certainly deserves some applause from the crowd that's here on this Friday night. 1,156 people have watched Thomas Ireland put together a pretty solid outing this evening. In relief of the starter, Mason Molina. When we come back on the other side of the break, we'll let you know who's coming on to pitch here in the top of the eighth inning on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
So Carlos Maldonado goes to the bullpen. He's going to call on Eric Loomis. Loomis has made two appearances, 2 2/3 innings pitched. He's got a save. He's given up 3 hits on the year. No runs. He's walked a batter, struck out 4. So face off against Mason Guerra. Zad ball. Driven out to left field. Maxton Martin's going to look up. And it's gone. It's Mason Guerra. Drives the ball off of Eric Loomis just over the Aquafina sign. And a 2-run shot for Mason Guerra has made it a 5-1 ball game. Well, I mentioned that the breezes had subsided out of left field. Well, it's quite obvious that's the case as Guerra leaves the yard to make it a 5-1 ball game. So that will close the book for Thomas Ireland as that ball bounced out between short and third. Rafe Parrish tried to glove it and throw it to first, but nothing happening there. It's going to be a base knock for John Heal. It's his second hit of the series. Now the lead is 5-1 here in the top of the eighth inning. So Carey has reached 4 times. Swings and misses on the offering from Eric Loomis. The young man, 23 years old, out of Brentwood, Missouri. The former Bear from Missouri State. It's the pitch cut on and missed. Owen Carey finds himself in an 0-2 hole in this 5-1 ball game now. The pitch is going to be tapped out into fair territory on the first base side as Ben Hartle will make the play as Carey is retired for the first time tonight, 2-3. But a 2-run shot for Mason Guerra makes it a 5-1 ball game. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads. www.HickoryCrawdads.com.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three!
You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Maxton Martin to lead things off against Brett Sears. As Martin's going to tap one down the third baseline, but foul. It's a very good idea for Martin because Luis Sanchez is, again, with the left-handed batter up, basically playing the shortstop position as he's about 45 feet off the line. The pitch to Martin. He hits it. And it's bobbled by Sears, but he still comes away with it. Makes the play to first, and there's one down. I want to say a hello to someone who checks out the action with considerable regularity. I want to say hello to Marilyn Porter, checking out the game tonight on the Bally Live app. Marilyn, thank you for checking the game. Thank you for being a fan of the Crawdads. The pitch taken for a strike, both in the South Atlantic League days, which I make it sound like it was a long time ago. It was literally last September. And now the Carolina League days. It's the pitch taken down the middle for a strike. Ben Hartle falls behind 0-2. Hartle reached on a walk in the first inning. He's 0-2 officially. As he swings and misses, and Sears has another strikeout. Sears with five strikeouts, according to my unofficial numbers. And that's going to bring up Rafe Parrish. Parrish 1-for-3 in the ballgame. As Augusta has, well, come out of their two-game funk that they had earlier in the series. They have the 5-1 lead on this Friday night. They've out-hit the Llamas, I should say. My apologies. 9-7 is Parrish with a half-hearted swing, comes up empty. The count evens at 1-1. It's the breaking ball, strike two. I hear that Marilyn is quite the baseball fan, student of the game even, and well, I'm certainly grateful to have several of you out there tuning in on this Friday night. Thank you for tuning in, all of you. Parrish is going to lift that foul over toward the batting cages on the left field side. One ball, two strike count to Rafe Parrish. The pitch, so that ball is going to be tapped just foul of first. Tomorrow we're back at it at 7 p.m., 6:45 airtime here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. So we always come on 15 minutes before. Give you an idea of what happened the previous night, set up that evening's game or that afternoon's game because we play at 2 on Sunday. As Parrish is going to lift it foul again off to my left. 1:45 will be the airtime on Sunday, and then I go back to some college duty. It's Parrish is going to bounce that over to the first base side, played by Hartman to Guerra, and that'll retire the side. A 1-2-3 inning for Brett Sears. We go to the ninth. It's a 5-1 lead for Augusta. We'll be back in just a bit.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under.
This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Eric Hartman to lead things off here in the top of the ninth inning against Eric Loomis. So it'll be Hartman, Drake, and Monteverde, the scheduled hitters here in the ninth inning. As Loomis misses down. Count goes to 2-0. In the bottom of the ninth inning, the Llamas will bring up Guerrero, Osorio, and Pollard. That ball hit out to Pollard. Pollard fields it. The throw across, and Barroso can't stay on the bag. Barroso was able to make the catch, but not without keeping his foot on the bag. And he lifted it up just a little bit and tried to allow gravity to do its thing just as fast as he could, but the throw a little too high. It's going to be an error on Pollard. It's Hartman over at first base. Isaiah Drake, 2-for-4 in the ballgame. A double and a single. Stolen base in the game and a run scored. It was a 3-1 ball game until the top of the eighth inning when Mason Guerra wrecked it for all the Llamas fans here at LP Franz Stadium with a shot over the left field wall beyond the Aquafina sign, which, again, for the Llamas fans, there was nothing fine about it. When we get to the Black Tie Transportation postgame show, I'll give you a final update on the scores of interest. The Braves game down in Tampa, the Carolina League scores, and, well, there's a possibility we'll have something to talk about in Seattle. Maybe if the Rangers erupt in the first inning off of Bobby Miller, that might be something to talk about. So throw back over to first, and Hartman, who had wandered off, was able to get back to the bag just in time. Hartman, if you'll recall, I think he was going to be picked off at one time, but was able to get in around the tag. The count evens at 2-2. And that did happen. He drew a walk in the fifth inning and then got a stolen base when, in reality, he'd gotten picked off. Still able to beat the wrap as Barroso's throw went a little bit farther left than he desired of the second base bag. Loomis, the 3-2 pitch, as that's fouled back to the screen. So Loomis looks back in for the sign from Hartle, has it. The hold above the belt, the pitch just misses. Drake draws a walk. Runners at first and second with nobody down. And that'll bring up Carlos Monteverde. Monteverde got an RBI ground out back into third inning. That was part of that three-run uprising for the Green Jackets. It's 0 for 4 in the game, but he does have the RBI. Loomis, 94 miles an hour, cut on and missed. Loomis will step off. The Hub City Spartanburgers, the high A affiliate of the Rangers organization, now playing in the South Atlantic League. They're scheduled to play the Wilmington Blue Rocks tonight. They're going to actually come home next week and have their first home game ever at Fifth Third Park. And I'm going to try to see if I can get to one of the games in the first week. Because it's been 32 years since affiliated baseball made its way to Spartanburg. As that pitch cut on and missed, count goes to 1-2. The last time they had affiliated baseball was the Spartanburg Phillies back in 1993. In the South Atlantic League, playing at Duncan Park, which was an old park then. As both runners are going to go. They're going to go try to get the runner going to second, and they do indeed. So Isaiah Drake is cut down 2-6, trying to steal. Sees the first out. Getting over to third is Eric Hartman. But in a 5-1 ball game, the Llamas can ill afford to give up the run. So it appears that Carlos Maldonado, as well as the athletic training staff, is going to come out and take a look at Loomis. Hartman leading that double steal. I don't know that Drake necessarily got as good a jump, and Ben Hartle was able to spot that out pretty clearly and was able to throw a strike down to second to retire Drake for the first out here in the ninth inning. But now they're going to go check on Loomis, and Loomis seems to be okay. In fact, he's not even going to throw any pitches to confirm he's good to go. Garrett Enders, the athletic trainer, going out with Maldonado. So with one down, there is a runner at third and a two-ball, two-strike count. The pitch to Monteverde is a strikeout. So Loomis with a stolen base cut down at second by Ben Hartle, and now the strikeout. Has two outs in the inning. And that's going to bring up Luis Sanchez, who's walked twice, grounded to short, and flown out to center field. It's the pitch cut on and missed. There is some bullpen activity for Augusta. Sanchez will foul it to the screen to go to, with the count going to 0-2. If Augusta does go to the bullpen in this situation, the guy coming in will not be in the midst of a save opportunity. It's the pitch. Loomis, that fouled back to the screen again. So I'm hearing that it's Samuel Mejia, a right-hander, throwing down for Augusta. Too far away to really confirm that. As the pitch misses inside, and Luis Sanchez almost got hit with the pitch. He got away from it. It's Loomis, the pitch. Misses outside. Count levels at 2-2. So Loomis has the sign, holds at the belt this time, and the pitch. So that ball is going to be hit off the thumbs out to second, where Mendez is going to throw over to Eric Loomis. As Barroso had wandered off the bag thinking he might have to field it, by the time it was over, he had ducked for cover, and fortunately Loomis was minding his P's and Q's. He fields the throw, and that'll retire the side. No runs in the ninth inning. We go to the bottom of the ninth, and the Llamas need four. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads. www.HickoryCrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
Bottom of the ninth inning, and Jorge Juan is coming on to pitch for the Augusta Green Jackets. Right-hander, 6 foot 6 inches tall out of the Dominican Republic, a free agent from back in 2023 who just made his way here from extended spring to throw in the ninth inning. So Augusta with 5 runs on 9 hits, 1 error. For the Llamas, 1 run on 7 hits and 1 error. As it'll be 5, 6, 7 in the order. Guerrero, Osorio, and Pollard batting here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Not a save situation for Jorge Juan, but he wants to impress the staff nevertheless. Is that 93-mile-an-hour fastball coming from that 6-6 frame from right over the top? Guerrero swings and misses. Guerrero does have a sharply hit single to left center his last time up. It's Guerrero. Does he hold? He does indeed. Is that slider coming from the same over-the-top arm angle? Gave Guerrero just enough of an opportunity to check his swing. The 1-1. They're going to say that Guerrero committed to the swing that time, and now the count is 1-2. Guerrero swings and misses on the slider, and there's one down. So Jorge Juan faces one Carolina League hitter and gets one Carolina League strikeout. And that'll bring up Hector Osorio. So Ethan Bagwell went 4-plus innings. Brett Sears went 4 innings. So Osorio fouls it off to the screen, and now Jorge Juan trying to close it down for Augusta. An Augusta win tonight would even the series at 2 apiece as we go to the final 2 tomorrow and Sunday afternoon. It's the pitch from Juan, misses inside. Side ball. Hit out behind second base. The throw from Heel is going to be in time as it was scooped out by Mason Guerra. So the ball was hit off the end of the bat by Osorio, and Heel was able to range to the right field side of second base. He was able to flag it down with both feet in the green grass. He was able to make a pirouette throw in time to Guerra. And there's two down here in the ninth. Put a star beside of that one. That was a pretty nifty play from the shortstop. Chandler Pollard is 0-for-2 in the ball game. Couple of ground outs and a walk. And Elena Giorgio is going to get a brand new batch of baseballs with two down here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Pollard, his cleats are equally as vibrant, if you will, as the Bat Boys. So the count is 2-0. Do the Llamas have anything in way of a challenge to the Green Jackets this evening? Jorge Juan, the 3-0 pitch, pours it right down Lenore Ryan Boulevard, and the count goes to 3-1. Juan, fastball at 94, cut on and missed, and now the count is full. 1,156 people came to the ballpark tonight. Those that were thinking there wouldn't be any rain have, well, they've won out in that regard. The scoreboard, not so much at this point. As Pollard's going to lift that one up against the netting on the first base side. And it stays at 3-2. Not quite sure what's happening on the south side of Chicago, but the Chicago White Sox lead the Boston Red Sox 7-1 in the top of the seventh. That ball's going to hit sharply off the glove of Hartman. Hartman's going to try to recover, and it's not in time. As Eric Hartman, that ball was spinning away from him. He was able to keep it in front of him enough to at least get a play on it, but it's going to be a base hit for Chandler Pollard. And that's going to bring up Wadi Mendez. Mendez has the only run for the Llamas. A solo shot back in the third inning. As Pollard is going to go to second unchallenged. So get there by way of the indifference. The 0-1. That ball's going to be lifted up near the press box area. Could have been a souvenir for the Music Man on this Friday night. 0-2 the count to Waddy Mendez, who's got two hits in the ballgame himself. As he lifts it up, in foul ground, drifting over the Mega Minions, not quite able to make a play. And it stays 0-2. Jorge Juan trying to close it out. Holds slightly above the belt. The pitch misses inside. 1-2. 96, he dials up that fastball. The 1-2. Misses outside. The count evens at 2-2, and Pollard is just going to cruise on into third. And no one even budged, which when he took his primary lead, he was as close to third as Luis Sanchez, the third baseman, as he's playing shortstop again with the left-handed batter up. The 2-2. As the pitch swung on and missed, Gassetti will throw down to first, and that'll do it. The Llamas de Hickory fall tonight 5-1 to the Augusta Green Jackets, as the Green Jackets have won two straight in this series. They level up the series going into the weekend. When we come back on the other side of the timeout, we will have the Black Tie Transportation postgame show coming up on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
It's now time for the Black Tie Transportation Crawdads postgame show, where we take a look back at tonight's game and get you ready for the next Crawdads broadcast. Let's go to the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network. And we do welcome you into the Black Tie Transportation postgame show inside the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth. Brian Rushing here with you as the series now tied two games apiece as Augusta wins 5-1 tonight over the Llamas de Hickory in a contest that took 2 hours and 43 minutes in front of 1,156 people. The Augusta Green Jackets get Five runs on nine hits. They commit an error as the Llamas de Hickory. They collect eight hits, but they get just the one run. As Wadi Mendez got the solo shot in the third inning, as that was the only run scored for the Llamas after they gave up three in inning number three to the Augusta Green Jackets. And it started like this in that third inning. It's Owen Carey would get a base knock in that third frame. Eric Hartman would strike out, and then Isaiah Drake would get a double, and there's runners at second and third. And then Carlos Monteverde would have a ground out. It was an RBI ground out, and it would make it a 1-0 ball game. Matt Cassetti would eventually, after Luis Sanchez walked, would eventually get a 2-run double, making it a 3-0 ball game. And that was really all that Augusta needed, as it turned out. It was Cassetti tucking that ball just inside the third base bag beyond the outstretched glove of Rafe Parrish. Gave the starting pitcher for the Augusta Green Jackets, Ethan Bagwell, a 3-1 lead. Now, Bagwell didn't qualify for the win. That would have gone to Brett Sears, as Sears was very solid. Now, Bagwell in four innings was great, but he just ran into trouble toward the end of his night with back-to-back walks, and Sears came in and took care of business. Now, Sears pitched innings 5 through 8 before Jorge Juan came in to close things out for Augusta. Now, there were some bright spots offensively for the Llamas in the contest. Baker Barroso got two hits in the contest. Wadi Mendez had the home run as well as a walk and a single. Chandler Pollard reached twice with a walk and a single. Eight hits for the club total, but they were undone by double play balls and some unlucky breaks, as they just simply weren't able to really do anything of substance offensively. And because of that, they lose the game 5-1 to an Augusta club that certainly has kind of shaken things up a little bit after losing both games to open the series, only getting one hit. I think the series is going to have two games remaining in it that are going to see both clubs pretty much being who they are. And we'll be able to talk more about that when we return from the break, as it's a 5-1 win tonight for the Augusta Green Jackets over the Llamas de Hickory. We come back on the other side of the break. We'll take a look around the Carolina League as well as Major League Baseball before we close shop up this Friday evening and return tomorrow for a 7 o'clock first pitch. We'll be back in just a bit with the final segment of the Black Tie Transportation postgame show coming up on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Final segment here of the Black Tie Transportation postgame show. Let's start with the out-of-town scoreboard in the big leagues. The Atlanta Braves tonight fall to the Tampa Rays. As Tampa beats Atlanta 6-3. Taj Bradley goes to 2-0 on the year. He beats Bryce Elder. As Pete Fairbanks gets his third save of the series, as the Rays out-hit the Braves 11-8. As they led pretty much throughout the entirety of this ballgame. The game just getting started in Seattle, so the Rangers and the Mariners just getting cranked up from T-Mobile Ballpark. top of the first inning in that contest. Across the Carolina League, Charleston, South Carolina beat Columbia in Columbia 7-3 tonight. That game has gone final. It's the only other final besides the one here at LP Franz Stadium. They're about midway through the game down in Myrtle Beach. Carolina, the Mudcats, are tied with Myrtle Beach 5-5. And the other three games in the league, they were all played either in Virginia or in the Delmarva Peninsula. They were washed out tonight, as they'll have to make those up either on a return trip, which may not happen, or sometime Saturday or Sunday. So their weekends just became a little busier this weekend, as there's three washouts in the Carolina League. But tonight, the Llamas de Hickory, they fall 5-1 to the Augusta Green Jackets. We are back here tomorrow, 7 o'clock first pitch. 7 o'clock first pitch, as we are going to do our pregame show at 6:45. The pitchers for tomorrow night look something like this. Augusta is going to send Raven Antonio to the bump tomorrow night, the young man from Colombia, a 2023 international free agent sign. And the Hickory Crawdads are going to counter with Enudis Mejia. Mejia, the young man out of Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic, a non-drafted free agent from back in 2022, will get the ball for the Crawdads tomorrow. Of course, that's a 7 o'clock first pitch. We'll be back here at 6:45 for the Black Tie Transportation pregame show. So here from LP Franz Stadium on a chilly night, the Augusta Green Jackets win 5-1 tonight over Hickory. Until we're back here, on behalf of Douglas LoCascio, Ashley Salinas, Robbie Walls, and the staff here, this is Brian Rushing signing off. Thank you so much for tuning in on this Friday night of Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Until tomorrow, good night, everybody.
We thank you for listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, Black Tie Transportation, and Sunbelt Rentals. We hope to see you next time on the Crawdads Radio Network.
In the cool Catawba River mist, there's excitement in the air. From Lake Hickory shores across Unifor, it's spreading everywhere. From the young folks to the old folks, it's a feeling they can't hide. Since the Crawdads came to Hickory, this whole town's filled with pride. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me Crawdad baseball. There's an old rebel spirit in every part of Franz Stadium. So let's stand and cheer, cause the dads are here and the fight has just begun. And to those who should oppose us, well, let them know this law. When you tangle with a crawdad, you're gonna feel the claw. Hometown baseball. Fun. Join your friends and family. The good times have just begun.